With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We ran into a bit of problems, both you and me. I went to Detroit to see my grandchildren, and I made an arrangement to go and see the Motown Museum. I get there, it's closed.
Why?
I don't know why. There was no one there to explain it. You went to New York.
And couldn't get home. It snowed.
What have we done wrong?
It was all right to be in New York. I was with family and got to see some extra shows that I wouldn't have seen otherwise. And as it happens, Dead Accounts, the new Teresa Rebeck play, which is closing prematurely, not even doing its limited engagement. That's the one with Norbert Leo Butz and Katie Holmes, also known as...
Tom Cruise.
Yes, the second ex-Mrs. Tom Cruise, yes. And her popularity name or something was supposed to buoy this through. I think that they rushed it to Broadway. It didn't seem like a ready play, and it is indeed closing.
You saw a classic play, The Heiress.
The Heiress with Jessica Chastain, who did not get a lot of praise for her performance, but maybe she's grown into it. I thought she was lovely. It really is a beautiful production, first-rate cast, the gentleman from Downton Abbey. And
was the criticism by critics or by the audience?
Audiences have loved it. The New York Times did not care for her. But
who cares about the New York Times?
Well, apparently a lot of people who don't go, but the word of mouth has been very, very good, keeping that going. Unlike a lot of things, traditionally, this is the weekend when many shows in New York will close. They've played through the holidays, and now they will close.
You played Generous Uncle, taking your niece and nephew out to the theater and taking them backstage.
They got to go backstage at Mystery of Edwin Drood. I guess we've given that show a lot of play, but I've been back again and again. It's the event is the opportunity to see Cheetah Rivera, who turns 80 this month.
Performing 8 shows a week, it just knocks me over.
On Broadway, and all of New York adores her. It was very exciting for kids to go backstage. Claire, as she was ascending the stairs to the dressing room, came face-to-face with Stephanie Block, who plays Edwin Drood, and her eyes just popped to be face-to-face backstage with this woman.
A larger-than-life person.
Yes, and I must say she was as dear and kind and generous to this 10-year-old girl on the staircase as was humanly possible. She was lovely to my niece.
You know how actors and actresses gather up little things on their dressing room table?
Yes.
Was she impressed with all of the eye-filling sights that were backstage?
Well, Cheetah Rivera's dressing room looks just like a scene out of All About Eve. It is just exactly that dressing room.
Did Thelma Ritter show up?
Well, yes, except Thelma Ritter is Cheetah's British assistant, but quite the same personality, and that was fun as well.
Let's move on to the one opening production, Frozen, which we saw last year.
Last spring, it's Red Thread Theater. They perform over at Canisius College, and this is the play about a woman whose daughter has disappeared, been killed by a serial killer. The characters, the mother, the killer, and his psychiatrist are introduced in monologues, and then they interact. And this culminates with a meeting between the mother and this man. And they did quite well with it in the spring, and they've brought it back. I'm almost tempted to tell you what happens. Because
don't do that.
I know, we shouldn't. People hate that. I love to be told what's going to happen, but I guess people, by and large, don't like that.
No. I want to discover it myself.
Well, you can. If they've brought it back, that'll be playing through the 26th of this month.
One more item to pick up on, and that's It's a Wonderful Life. You know, I love that movie. I love that movie.
Well, this is not that movie, and this is not It's a Wonderful Life. It was a wonderful life.
Oh, my God, it's over.
And it is over, and it's being performed in the chapel at Forest Lawn Cemetery.
Explain the premise to that, because it's wonderful.
Well, they've done a show for the past few years over the holidays in that chapel, but this time they had Joseph Demerly of the Cavanoki Theater write a brand new script. And the premise is that he plays John Lay Jr., who was the first person to be buried at Forest Lawn. And he comes to greet the audience, and then, because he was the first person in the cemetery, he knows everybody who's been buried there subsequently. And we get to meet a lot of the vivid and famous personalities buried at Forest Lawn. And there's music, and there's bell ringing, and everyone has a Christmas story. And it's really uplifting and delightful. But I would tell you it's playing through tomorrow, but I believe it's sold out. So you probably will have to wait till next year.
Now
I tell you.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.